There have been many studies of pilots' brains, but most are done in a lab or a flight simulator. Now, a study from Drexel University measures the brain activity of pilots in real time while they're flying a plane. As WHYY's Alan Yu reports, it could be useful for deciding who should or who should not be flying.
Measuring brain activity is difficult because it usually involves getting someone to lie down or sit very still in a lab. That means a lot of studies of pilots are not done during actual flights. And that's what you really want to look at. Hassan Ayaz has been working on this. He is a professor of biomedical engineering at Drexel University.
Now we wanted to see actually what happens when the pilots do the same task in an actual real condition, not a realistic, but a real condition like the actual flight scenario.
And he did just that, using a wireless headband that measures the changes in blood oxygen in the brain. The more oxygen is going to an area, the more that part of the brain is working. The scientists put these headbands on pilots in a flight simulator and on pilots flying a small plane in the air. The ones flying the real plane made more mistakes and had to work their brains a lot harder. Maybe that doesn't sound too surprising, but the larger point is that this technology works. Frédéric Dehaye is a neuroscientist at the University of Toulouse in France, who also worked on this study. As both an aviation specialist and a pilot, he thinks some form of this wireless headband could be used on commercial pilots. For example, an airline could track whether a pilot's brain is working overtime unnecessarily.
Meaning that, okay, we found out that this pilot, this flight was too demanding, maybe he needs to rest. And it's not a good idea to let him have another flight.
Dehaye says plane manufacturers are already looking at ways to monitor pilots in flight. Alan Yu, WHYY News.